ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific Beats, and it's more than 20 years since teams last competed for the Melanesian Cup, and during that time the world has changed somewhat to the point where those who have decided to revive the soccer tournament have been forced to give it a new name. FIFA not happy with the old name because it did not meet the world governing body's standards of political correctness, so now no mention of Melanesia in the title. Instead, say hello to the MSG Prime Minister's Cup. The tournament featuring last winners Fiji, Solomon Islands, PNG, New Caledonia and host nation Vanuatu will kick off in Port Vila later this month. And while the courts decide if Bob Loughman's decision to orchestrate the dissolution of Parliament was actually constitutional, Batik Bong, competitions manager for the Vanuatu Football Federation, says the soccer will go ahead regardless, and Mr. Loughman will have a role to play.
I can confirm to you that the Prime Minister's Cup will go ahead. The kickoff time was proposed by Mr. Bob Loughman, and his date is confirmed to continue with the dissolution of the government of the Republic of Vanuatu, and does not affect our preparation, and the date starts from 17 to 30 of September.
And five teams due to take part, including Vanuatu and a Vanuatu development team. Those teams that are travelling to Vanuatu, have they all said they're coming?
Yes, every team, they're confirmed to sign a FIFA Tier 1 form to participate, because that tournament is a Tier 1 competition. So Fiji has already confirmed to participate and it's already signed, and also Papua New Guinea, New Caledonia and so Solomon Islands. They're confirmed to come to Vanuatu to participate in the MSG Prime Minister's Cup.
Does that mean, therefore, that all matches, I presume, other than those involving the Vanuatu development team, will count towards each team's world rankings?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. The Vanuatu development team is a Tier 2 competition. If a PNG play against Vanuatu development team, it's not a ranking. If Vanuatu 1 play against Papua New Guinea, it's the ranking. It's a Tier 1 match.
And what's been the level of interest from the public in Vanuatu? Are you expecting big crowds for these games?
Yes, because now at the moment the people from Vanuatu had expected to see the highest competition, because you know in Vanuatu the most people play soccer and they love soccer, and at the moment we have the big preparation because the old population, they are joined hands together, because you know soccer is a powerful sport in Vanuatu.
And I would think for the Vanuatu teams, because of course there will be two in this tournament, for them in particular, this is a great opportunity, because of course everything went rather badly for them at the World Cup qualifying tournament because of COVID-19, and they hardly played at all.
The main purpose of the competition is to, if Vanuatu is a host of his ever Prime Minister's Cup, it means that the next team, he have two teams, and if the next host, if New Caledonia or Papua New Guinea or Solomon Island or Fiji, then he have two teams too. One development team, because the purpose to have development team is to preparation for the 2026 World Cup qualifier.
And is the intention, now that this tournament has been revived and reinvented, if I can put it that way, that it will be played for annually?
Yes, of course, because we request to FIFA and OSCE that they come to us, that it need to revive or to change the name of the competition, because it's not good for the FIFA, not need to mention Melanesian Cup. That is why our all spirit group premises, they decide to change to revive the Melanesian Cup to MSG Prime Minister's Cup.
What was the objection to the original name from FIFA? What was their problem with that?
Discrimination. You know, he told us that discrimination, we need to open. They told us that is why they changed the name MSG Prime Minister's Cup, and they revised the same competition, but they told us that you need to change the name.
And I'm just wondering, it's 22 years since the competition was last played, and a lot has changed in the world of soccer since then, particularly the women's game. Was there any thought given to having a women's tournament?
We have in plan. We put in plan that we already talking about, that with the next host, maybe we include the woman inside, because they have a strategy plan for qualifying for the World Cup. So it's the same strategy plan like for the boys. We have in 2026, and the women's soccer for them is qualification is 2027.
So just to clarify, ideally you would have a men's and a women's competition side by side from next year?
Yes, I confirm.
And at this stage, do you know who is likely to host the cup next year?
All the Prime Ministers from the member country, the Melanesian country, during the tournament, they hold the Prime Ministers' Cup should be here to have a first meeting, and decide the second host. All the premise from four member countries, New Caledonia, Solomon Island, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea, should be here the first week before kick off the competition. They have only 3 days here, and then they're back to their country.
I suppose that at this stage is that the irony that the one prime minister who may not be there is your own in Vanuatu, because currently, of course, you don't have a prime minister, and you may not by the time the tournament kicks off.
No, we have caretaker. He should be here to welcome them in the airport. So no matter the dissolution, but, you know, in Vanuatu, it's like, no, the PNG or Solomon Island, if they have a dissolution and they have to create a problem, and no, in Vanuatu is friendly, you know, smiling. We don't want to talking about the dissolution. We want to get together to have a highest competition. So we have already met with the caretaker prime minister, and he confirmed to us that everything should be okay.
So one way or another, Mr. Loughman will be involved, regardless if the political matters are still going through the courts?
No, it's not affected. It's okay. They have a case in the court, but football, the competition should continue because it's taken care by Vanuatu Football Federation and the organizing committee.
Batik Bong, competitions manager for the Vanuatu Football Federation, the MSG Prime Minister's Cup coming up later this month.